Blog Talk Radio. About it, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We started off with prayer. For those of you that are new on the scene, we started off with prayer because prayer is so essential in this time. Amen. So you have a prayer list. Go ahead, gather your prayer list. We're going to hold it before God. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. We touch and agree because we pray one for another. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord. Thanking you for this day, Lord Father. A day, oh God, that wasn't promised to us, Lord. But you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Lord, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions. Knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see, prayer list is raised before you this day, Lord Father. Hands being laid upon them, Lord. Father God, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. But Father, we say thank you, Lord, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. For Father, we take you not for granted, Lord, but we also know, Lord, not to take you or nothing that you do, Lord, Father, lightly, and we say thank you. We thank you for being merciful, loving, and forgiving. Being a God of many chances, Lord, we thank you that you're so mindful of us this day, Lord. Father, we praise you, we glorify, and we magnify you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Edra Bolin right now, Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father God, we continue to pray your supernatural strength, Lord, Father God, within her this day, Lord, Father. Father, as she continue to war and intercede and take care of your man of God, Pastor Bolin, this day, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you for bringing him through those surgeries, Lord. Father, as we continue to pray for his healing, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that it was nobody but you, Lord. And we say thank you. Father, strengthen him like never before. Touch his immune system, Lord, Father. As we say, body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. For Father, you said, Lord, Father, that healing is the children's bread. And Father, we're thanking you for that healing this day, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you my Aunt Shirley right now, Lord Father, as we continue to pray, Lord Father, for her strength, Lord Father, as she's about to do dialysis, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her this day, Lord Father. And Father, we lay her in your hands this day, O Lord, as she call upon you and trust in you this day, for nothing is too hard for you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Carly Purse right now, Lord. Father, you know her situation, recovering her this day under the blood, Lord Father. Father God, we're thanking you and glorifying you for moving on her behalf, Lord Father. Show up and show out this day, Lord Father, in her life, Lord. Father God, touch her body, touch her mind right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Aggie, Lord, and we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing her also through her surgery, Lord Father. Thanking you, Lord Father, for the healing process, Lord, as we ask you, Lord, to continue to strengthen her this day, Lord Father. Father, she wore an intercede on others' behalf, Lord Father, so we thank you for watching over her this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Trey, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father God, we're praying right now for your guidance. Lord Father, operating within him, Lord Father, intervene, Lord Father, on his behalf this day, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, that you can do it, and nothing is too hard for you this day, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shanna and her family this day, Lord Father. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we're thanking you, Lord Father, for giving her peace, Lord Father. Father, the peace that pass all understanding, Lord Father, in knowing that you make no mistakes in nothing that you do, Lord Father. Father, comfort her and her family on their loss, Lord Father. And Father, let them continue to trust in you, Lord Father. Father, touch and heal her body this day, Lord Father. Father, you say healing is the children's bread. And Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching her body, touching her mind right now, Lord Father, and letting her know, Lord Father, Father, that you're right there with her. You never left her nor forsake her, Lord Father, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Joyce, Lord, and plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And we say no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper, Lord. Father, as she continued to look to the hills from whence cometh her help, Lord, Father, knowing her help cometh from you, O God. Father, what will we do without you, Lord, Father? You hear and you answer prayers, Lord, Father. You guide us, Lord, Father. Father, we say thank you. You shield us. You protect us, Lord. We say thank you. Father, your continual mercies this day, O Lord. Your continual mercies this day, O Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Dominique, Lord, Father. Tequina, Tequia, Durenda, Nikima, Lord, Father, as we pray for their salvation this day, Lord. Father, touch them, Lord, Father. Father, as we war and intercede, Lord, Father God, for our unsaved loved ones, Lord. Father, praying that they do not leave this earth and go to a Christless grave, Lord, Father. But, Father, that they repent, Lord, and accept you into their life this day, Lord, Father. We're thanking you and glorifying you, O Lord, for hearing the prayers today, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Pastor Mosley, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your supernatural strength, Lord, Father. As you continue to guide, Lord, Father, teach and preach your word this day, Lord, Father. Continue to strengthen her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Barnes, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, I thank you for keeping him. I thank you for strengthening him, Lord. Father, I thank you for making ways out of no ways, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you for just showing up and showing out in his life, Lord, Father. Father, as I ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him this day, Lord, Father, and keep the hedge of protection round about him this day, O Lord. For, Father, we take you not for granted, Lord, Father, and how you use your man and woman of God this day, Lord, Father. Father, you say we are to pray for our leaders, Lord. So, Father, I'm praying today for each and every leader, Lord, Father, within the fivefold ministry, those that are standing, Lord, Father God, upon your word, preaching, teaching, warring, and preparing your people this day, Lord. Father, keep that hedge of protection round about them, O Lord. Refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, O God. And, Father, help them not to be weary this day, Lord, Father. But, Father, let them draw their strength, O God, from you this day, O Lord. Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over Bishop Porter this day, O God. Father, as he prepare, Lord, Father God, to bring forth the word, we cancel every and any assignment, Lord Father, that will try to come up against him, Lord Father, or the word coming forth, and we render that null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father. Father, that he is here, Lord Father, celebrating one more year, Lord Father, that you have given him, Lord Father. Father, bless him immensely, Lord Father. Father, that he see many more to come this day, Lord Father. Father, we say thank you. Father, touch our listeners this day, O Lord. Give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father, as it come forth this day, Lord Father. Let them not be afraid or ashamed to ask a question, Lord Father. Oh, Father, even, Lord Father, to accept you into their lives as their personal Lord and Savior this day, Lord Father. For, Father, we know that time is at hand, and, Father, we know that it's winding up, Lord Father. Father, and we pray in this day that you find us all, Lord, Father God, in right standing with you this day, Lord. Father, I give you honor. I give you glory. I give you praise for this broadcast, Lord, Father, how it's touching many people in many nations this day, Lord, Father, those, Lord, Father, that want to hear the word, Lord, Father. We're thanking you for them this day, Lord, Father. We're thanking you for increase this day, Lord. Father, we ask you to show up and show out on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this broadcast as we speak healing and deliverance being in the midst this day, Lord, Father. All those that are laden, Lord, Father, heavy burdens, let them lay it down right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Sickness and disease, oh God, must leave their body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, by hearing the word and receiving the word this day, oh Lord. Father, we're thanking you that they do not, Lord, Father God, leave this broadcast the same way, oh God, that they came on, Lord, Father. But Father, they're a little bit lighter, Lord, Father. Father, in hearing your word this day, O God, receiving it, Lord, Father, and applying it this day, O God. And for this, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm trusting you got your prayer on, your praise on, you touch and agree. Whether you have a prayer list or not, but I encourage you to develop a prayer list. You know, people that are in need of prayer, get a prayer list. Just create one. Put their name on the list and call them in prayer. Begin to wall and intercede for them. You say, well, I don't know who they are. You don't have to know who they are. You don't have to know their situation. You don't have to know their situation. Pray for them. Pray for your neighborhoods. Pray for the children in your neighborhood. Cover them under the blood. Speak change in the atmosphere in your neighborhood. Ask God to allow his angels to walk through and through your neighborhoods, not just to protect you, but to protect your neighborhood. We serve an awesome God. I just love God. I love all that he's doing, about to do. Oh, man. And have already done. Look back over your life and see how far God has brought you from. Look back. You know, I went on Facebook, well, not really, yeah, when I signed on this morning to prepare for the broadcast. And I saw one of those little reels on there where a bus driver, a school bus driver, that's why we ought to pray for our children. Pray for our children. And she let the child off the bus, but never looked to see whether she cleared the door. And as the door closed, it trapped her school bag in the bus, and the bus driver took off, and she is dragging the little girl outside the door. And I dare to say, oh my goodness, she dragged her a good little way before she realized what was going on. And then you hear the children on the bus. This is why we say pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren. Pray for the children in the neighborhood, because that hurt my heart so bad to see that little child being dragged by that school bus. I can't even fathom what that school bus driver is feeling or going through, much less that child and her parents is dealing with. And you have the children on the bus, the children on the school bus that are making so much noise on that bus. Parents, guardians, I ask you, talk to your children when they are on a school bus. It's for them to be quiet on the bus, that the driver can focus on driving. They are making so much noise on that bus. I was like, my Lord. And she, now whether she had a monitor on the bus or not, I can't say. I don't even know the condition of the child, because I was trying to read through the comments to see, everybody is asking about the child, but I didn't see anything. So parents, for those of you that children is riding a school bus, teach your children to sit down and be quiet, and not be rowdy on the bus. It may be somebody else's child at that time, but you never know if it will be your child, your grandchild, your great-grandchild, your niece, your nephew. You do not know. Teach them to sit and be quiet. It is so important. Let me tell you, I used to drive, a bus. Thank you, Jesus, is not a school bus. Okay, and I had no problem, none. And when I did a school run one time, I had no problem pulling that bus on the side. They can go back to the school, and they can find their way home. You may say I'm mean, but no. I take what I'm doing seriously, because I'm not just protecting me, I'm protecting everybody on that bus. And I pull that bus over. So I ask you, please, I beg you, teach your children. It starts at home, not when they go to school, that they learn discipline or any. No, it starts at home. It starts with us as parents, as guardians. That's where it starts at. You do not want to get a phone call saying that anything happened to your child on the bus, them discipline. Do not let your state, do not let your state determine how to discipline your child. No one telling you to abuse your child. That has nothing to do with disciplining your child because they know right and wrong. They know right from wrong. So please, please, that was somebody's child. Picture it being yours today. That's why we teach them to pray before they leave the house. Cover under the blood. Calling on the name of Jesus in need to shield them, to protect them. My heart just go out to that little girl and her family right now when I saw that. I don't know if any one of y'all saw it, but I can unsee what I saw. And it pains my heart. So please, let's begin to discipline our children. Don't let the system do it for you because you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. Look at what the system is doing to our children this day. Jesus, we call on your name, Lord. Goodness and mercy, Lord. Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the word. I just had to ask y'all to just discipline your children. Pray for the children. Pray. We are in dire need of prayer. Amen. Let me give you the word for the day to bring forth the speaker of the hour. Wow. You can change how people treat you or what they say about you. All you can do is change how you react to it. You can't change how people treat you or what they say about you. All you can do is change how you react to it. Amen. Ain't that the truth? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those of you that don't know our speaker of the hour, the speaker of the hour is Bishop John Porter. He is the husband of the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you know, and for those of you that are new, he will bring the word. He will tell you about the word. You ask him a question about that Bible, and he have that answer right there. He pray, he war, and intercede. I can personally tell you that because I know him personally. I tell you the word is always on time, it's always rich. And let me tell you, if he don't have you laughing with that word, and if he don't have you thinking about that word, I don't know what to tell you. So I'm going to tell you to gather your friends, tell them to dial in or listen on whatever devices that they have. All they have to do is visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministry. They can click on that link. And if they have a question, they have a prayer request, praise report, or they want to give their life to Christ, that's when you give them that call-in number, 347-857-3925. And guess what, you all? Today is his birthday. So bless him today. Wish him a happy birthday. For those of you that are close by, go visit him. Take him out to eat. Bishop loves to eat. Go ahead. Take him out to eat, you know, or... hey, give him a phone call. Call him on the phone. It's always a blessing. Let people know that you appreciate them. You recognize them. Give them their flowers while they're alive. And guess what? Even though today is his birthday, he is still on here about to do God's business. Amen. I tell you. But before I decrease and give it to him, I tell you, I'm going to say this right now because I told him I'm going to say it on air. Bishop, put that ice cream back in the freezer. Leave that cake alone and prepare to bring God's word. Amen. So I decrease and let Bishop Porter come forth.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Praise you. Minister Diane, praise God. You know, I tell you, I thought about it this morning and I didn't even take it out.
Good. So that is God, so good.
It is. Oh, but you know, I tell you, put a little damper, amen, on today. Today is my birthday, and I want to thank each and every one that had wished me happy birthday, sent me a text and called me. Started on yesterday. Some have just been so kind and so beautiful. So many beautiful things have been said. And I just thank God. You know, when it get my age, it ain't such a happy birthday. It's Happy Earth Day. I thank God for just being here. Amen. Just a blessing, amen, to be amongst the land of the living. Man, I just thank God. Thank God again, amen, for time to talk about it. And Mr. Don, I know you prayed, but let's pray for that family and for that baby, that young girl, and that bus driver. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come now. And, Lord, we know that we need your strength, need your help. And, Lord, I know that you is everywhere all at the same time. And, Lord, I pray now that you, I know you're able to turn that bad situation and make some good out of it. In the name of Jesus, accidents, oh, God, they always don't happen, but they're caused. And I ask you now, oh, God, to have mercy. And only you can turn that bad situation and make some good out of it. And I ask you now to touch in this situation the family, touch the bus driver. We ask you to touch the little girl. We ask you to strengthen her even the more. And we're going to touch her body from the crown of her little head to the very soles of her feet, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All praise
amen.
The Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Man, and I'll be calling you. I try to see on my phone if I got it. I was in the Word this morning, so I didn't catch that.
Okay, Bishop, hang on. I have a call on here. You're live.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, happy birthday, Bishop.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
I just can't let you get away this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Bishop. Thank you.
And let you know that, you know, you've been a blessing, man. You've been a blessing
to myself, my wife.
For a lot of people, man, and I pray that God will continue to use you and let you enjoy this life, Father, because you did very well, you know, and you're appreciated.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And that's what it's all about. We that is called by God and a messenger of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, even your wife there, you know, we as God vessels. You know, and we are concerned about souls. This is what it's all about. You know, the Lord have set us apart. He have called us, brought us out of darkness into the light. And when he put you in ministry, it's all about souls. This is what my concern, man, that the Lord, amen, you come into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, I'm not going to be with you very long.
Oh, wait, Bishop. Wait, Bishop, because you have another caller.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Happy birthday, Bishop.
Hey. Praise the Lord. Good to hear you.
So you know that's Sister Nancy, right?
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. All is well with you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. I tell you, it's
You're
just
welcome.
Been a blessing. It's just been a blessing. You know, I appreciate each and every one of you so much. And to the depths of my heart goes out, like I have always been concerned about souls, you know?
Okay, now, if you have your Bibles, turn with us.
Bishop?
Yes?
Bishop? We definitely going to get to this word, but you also have another caller.
All right. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. You're live on air. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes,
go
you're
ahead.
Live on air.
Happy birthday, Pastor Bishop.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Maddie.
Thank you. Oh, these are all my William Wall partners here.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I tell you, y'all bring joy to my heart. Y'all gonna make me cry. Y'all let me get this word in.
Go right ahead, Bishop.
Oh,
go ahead,
I'm
bring
so
forth
happy.
The word.
Okay, I'm so happy. Praise the Lord. All right. All right, y'all got me so full of joy now. Let me see, can I get it out? Okay, if you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Songs, chapter 46, and I'm going to be real short. I'm going to do two verses, the book of Songs, chapter 46, beginning at verse 1. You'll find these words. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And down in verse 7, fast forward, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Salah. That's the subject for today in Psalms 46. Our subject is, Lord, we need your strength. And what is the theme? The theme of our lesson today in Psalm 46 is God is always there to help us. Am I right? To provide refuge. We have a place to run to. Ain't you glad about that, that we don't have to run from the devil? But God is our refuge. He's our covering. He's our security and peace. We look for peace. But we know we are living in a troubled world. Am I right? We're living in dangerous times. Minister Diane just told us that family, praise God, just right now, you know, they need the Lord. See? Because that child could have been killed. But thank God, you know. See? So when we need peace, we need to get it in Jesus Christ. The Lord said in his word that we are in the world, but we're not of it. He said, and the peace that I give unto you, not as the world give it. So if you're looking for peace, you're not going to find it on your job. You're not going to find it on the school. Just a little child and he find it on the school bus. Well, y'all ought to help me here. Huh? See, so wherever you go, there's trouble in the world. You look to the left, there's trouble. Look to the right, there's trouble. But thank God. The Lord said, the peace that I give unto you. In other words, he said, his yoke is easy and his burdens is light. And I'm glad about it today that we serve a God that is omnipotent, omnipresent, and he's everywhere all at the same time. God's power is perfect. In other words, that perfect in the Bible means complete. I'm glad about that today, man, that we serve an awesome God. Oh, he's everywhere all at the same time. God's power is complete, and his ultimate victory is certain. Oh, the battles have already been fought and already been won. So we're not victims, but we are victorious. Through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we don't have to even fight our own battle. He said, the battle is not yours, but mine, said the Lord. He even said, vengeance is mine. Lord, we need your strength. Well, we can't do nothing in our own strength, but the strength that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gives us when he sent the Holy Spirit back. Now his spirit is everywhere. Oh, if you're in Timbuktu, he's there. Oh, thank God, amen, that we – how big is your God today? That's the question I like to ask. Y'all want to ask me a question, I ask you one. Is your God big enough to make you love those who don't love you? You know, help me now. Don't get quiet on me. Huh? Is he big enough? He's so big you can't get open. He's so low you can't get under. He's so wide you cannot get around him, so you got to come. Jesus said, come unto me. All you that are labored and heavy laden can find victory in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man come unto the Father but by me. Huh? Oh, ain't you glad that you're not tangled up? You're not tied up and mixed up in religion? But you know who is the author and the finisher of your faith? And we can forget about those things that are behind. Oh, we are in the eighth month. And I believe eight in the Bible is new beginning. Oh, I thank God that born in the eighth month. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. New beginning for Bishop Porter. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, he will not fail to rescue us. Come on, y'all. He always have a way that is mighty sweet. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Whatever you're going through, whatever condition you may be in, praise God, he have a promise for you. Now, what are you dwelling on? Are you dwelling on your situation? Are you there twiddling your fingers, having a pity party for yourself, with your head down? You can't even find that in your Bible where your head should be down. He said, look to the hills from whence coming your help. Oh, our strength, praise God, is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the strength that he given to us. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Oh, he said, you can forget about those things that are behind and press toward that prize, that mark of high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 1, God is our refuge and strength. Notice every word in the Bible is important and is a conjunction. When he said refuge, the writer said and, mean not only he is our refuge and he's our what? Strength. A mean present, single, very present help in trouble. Whatever trouble you may be in, maybe amen, jailhouse, whatever going on in your life, he's there. Praise God. And he can give you favor there. He did it for Joseph. He brought Joseph from the pit to the palace. But look what Joseph went through. Y'all going to pray with me here? Huh? Lord, we need your strength. See? And he have always brought us out to bring us in to something better. Oh, we ought to give God praise. Thank God, amen, for his word. Lord, we need your strength. Now, God is our reference and strength, always ready to help in our time of trouble. We said that, didn't we? I just thought I'd repeat it. We need not fear. Now, you know, fear may cover out all of us. Come on now. But ain't you glad his word said he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. I'm glad about it today. Have you prayed, Lord, keep me in my rightful mind. Keep me in a sound mind while you're going through your trials and your tribulation and your condition, whatever. It may be a health issue. He took a strike for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases. Oh, praise God. And he's doing a work right now, even as I speak. Why do you say that, Bishop? Oh, I'm glad you asked. He said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. I spoke on Monday night to a prayer group in Georgia, and I told them the message was, tomorrow, about this time, things is going to change. Oh, but today, Lord, we need your strength. Oh, praise God. Ain't you glad about it that the Lord care about us and his love is unconditional? He don't love you one day and get mad with you the second. Come on now. Huh? He say, weeping may be due for a night, but joy come in the morning. And what is that morning time? Your breakthrough time. Praise God. When you done got your deliverance time, that's your morning time. God don't count his mornings and nights like we do, 24 hours in a day. is one day to us. But the word of God say one day in God's eyesight is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as what? One day. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. That's why he say my way is not man way. Neither is man thoughts his thoughts. I'm glad about it that he don't think like man, but he's always there. Praise God. He say, I search the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, and he knows what's in their minds about spirit. So we need not fear. And we always somebody have more fighting for us than against us. I'm going to get to that in a few minutes here, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the face of other destruction, notice the writer expressed a quiet confidence in God's ability to save it. See that? If you think about Psalms 46:1, that's exactly what it was. Huh? God is. Is mean present tense, mean now. See? People like to say, well, I've been baptized. That's past tense. Am I right? See, notice what the words that we say. He say power lies in the death and life lies in our tongue. Blessings and curses lie in your tongue. You can speak life on yourself, or you can speak death on yourself. You can speak blessings on yourself, curses on yourself. Huh? Oh, that child ain't going to be nothing. Huh? What you speaking on your own child? What you speaking on your husband? Oh, that old man, he's sorry, he won't do this. What you speaking on? Huh? Be careful what we speak out of our mouth. You know, in the beginning, God put Adam and Eve in the garden. Notice when he put Adam in the garden, he was innocent. And Adam was yet tilled the ground. He was taking care of the garden in peace, didn't have to sweat. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Oh, but when sin entered in, and when God passed out all the judgment, the punishment, he never cursed Adam. Go back and read it. He got to Adam, he said, the ground is cursed for your sake. See why you got to go to work now? Are y'all going to pray with me here? See? Now you got to work by the sweat of your eyebrow. Before, you didn't know right from wrong or good from evil. You didn't have to sweat. Now you done come into another dispensation of a conscience. See? Every one of us got that. Oh, y'all, Lord, whether you save or not save, you got a conscience. That's something God put there. I don't care how many psychologists you go to and lay on their couch. They can't help you if God get on your conscience. Y'all ought to help me here. I'm talking about spiritual things here. And when we talk about our God, we think spiritual first. Why, Bishop? Oh, I'm glad you're full of questions today. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and he's looking for such to serve him in spirit and in truth. And his eyes goes to and fro, up and down in the earth, looking for faith in the earth. It has seemed impossible to consider the end of the world without becoming consumed by faith. We all have been there one time or another. Like when fear grip you, it grip you fast and grip you in a hurry. See? But thank God when you're on the Lord's side. See? He said, I will take you, amen, to that place. Notice when he gives us the whole armor. He didn't give us no armor for our back. You notice that if you ever read it over in Ephesians? He gave you a helmet. He gave you a breastplate. He gave you a shield and your feet peppered with the word of God. See, you have a shield and you have your sword. Your sword is the word of God. Cut to the left, to cut to the right, to the marrow of the bone. So we are protected when we have on the whole armor, see, where we can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, all his trickery. See, Lord, we need your strength. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm glad about it today. The Bible is clear. God is our refuge. We got somewhere to run, and he's always there with outstretched arms. Say, come unto me. And when you come, he said, he will in no wise, no wise cast you out. Ain't you glad about it that you serve a God that is there all the time? Praise God. He don't have to stop nothing that we're going through. He gives us the strength to go through it. Come on now. I'm glad about it. That he able to turn that bad situation and make some good out of it. He able to turn a negative into a positive. I'm not talking about church goers. See? It's the way you go to church and what you carry in there. And after the service is over, after the word is being preached or taught, when you go back out, notice something. You have to go right back into the same environment you come out of. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. The Bible said it's going to be five in one house. I don't know how many in your house. Now my day is one with me, me and the Lord. Praise the Lord. I used to have four. Minister Diane know what I'm talking about, Apostle and Michael. But now I'm down to me and the Lord. See? See? So all I have to do now, Lord, thank you for keeping me. See? But he said it'd be five in one house, three saved and two not. See, so when you go to church and you come out, and I heard Minister Diane say, we don't want to leave off here today the same way that we come on. Always remember that the Lord is there, praise God, and he has given you the power. He has given you the authority. He tell you that we should be each and other brother's keeper. Pray in your household. Anoint your home. That's right. You can get, amen, the enemy out of there. Praise God. Man, when you have a prayer for life, praise God. Much prayer, much power. Less prayer, less power. Amen. Prayer ain't how long, it's how strong. It's not the length, but the strength. Lord, have mercy is a prayer, long as you come from the heart. That's what God look on. It ain't so much the words that come out your mouth. It's what come out of your heart. That's what prayer all about. Sincere prayer would move God. Earnest prayer move God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he's moving on somebody's life right now in the name of Jesus. God, clear. He is our refuge, even in the midst of total destruction. Whatever situation you're in, whatever condition, you may be broke as Joe's turkey, but God always can take little and make much. Come on here. Now, if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Y'all know how he took two fish, five barley loaves of bread, and fed 5,000 men, women, and children. Now, if God did that back then, how much more he can do for your family? Come on. Huh? I don't make much. I can't do this and I can't do this. But you're speaking on yourself? He's like, yeah. Say, now, Lord, you promised me. Huh? If I pay my tithes and offering, you'll open up the windows of heaven and pull me out a blessing where I won't have room to receive it. Bring God to us. He want you to bring him to his remembrance, to his promise. He wants you to do that. Then he said, come to the throne of grace boldly, where you can find help in the time of trouble, in the time of need. You need something. Lord, we need your strength. Take it to the Lord in prayer. We'll talk to everybody. Take to everybody. We good with these phones, huh? But have a little talk with Jesus. Let me ask you a question. If Jesus had to pray, what about you? What about me? You ever thought about that? And he was God Almighty coming to save mankind from the sins of the world. And if he had to pray, what about you? Jesus said, man shall always pray and not faint. And that faint means don't quit. Don't stop. Why, Bishop? I'm glad you asked. Because a quitter will never win. And a winner will never quit. Oh, we got to stand fast now. Ain't no time to talk about, I'm just hanging on. See what you're saying after my, why you just hanging on? Suppose somebody cut the rope. What you gonna hang on to then? You ever thought about that? I'm just holding on. Suppose your hand gets slipping. And you ain't got no gloves or nothing. You ain't got time. Hello? But, oh, the word says stand. And after you have done all, it says stand. See? So we're living in the last days, and the last days mean from now on. See? He is our eternal. That's from eternal means everlasting. That's forever. That's what eternal means. Reference and can provide strength in circumstances. Any circumstances. Praise the Lord. Are y'all with me so far? Hmm? Let's fast forward. Let's go to 2 Samuel. Do you have your Bibles? Chapter 22. Go look at verse 2 Samuel, chapter 22. Verse 2 and 3. Listen at this. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horns of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thy saves me from violence. Look at that. You see? Here's the prophet Samuel. See? You got to know. You got to know that you know. You can't be wavering. It's time out. He said, if any man lack of wisdom, let him ask of God. Whatever you need, Lord, we need your strength. Go to the Lord. He said, I hold back no good things from them that love me. Do you love him today? If you love him, praise God, he'll give it to you freely. He said, if his word be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost. Hmm? If you don't know him, today can be your spiritual birthday. Do you know when you're born into the world, the only thing that when you come into the world and you get old enough, the first thing that you get is your name? Huh? Am I right? When you leave out of here, the last thing people remember about you is your what? Your name. Ain't that strange? See? But there is power in the name of what? Jesus. There is deliverance. There is healing. Whatever we need. And this is what Samuel is saying here. And he is the Lord. Verse 2. He is my rock. Notice he made it personal. Is means now. My means single. Is. I and my. Rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield. Mm. We need some protection when we go out into the world. People shooting up everything now. Everywhere you go. You ain't safe. So where you go? You go to hairdresser, get your nails done. You better be watchful. Pastor Sharon used to tell us all the time, you better pay attention. Hmm? You don't know who got what. You don't know who is out of their mind. People look like they got good sense. They don't even have common sense. Hmm? Trouble in the schools, trouble on the job, trouble everywhere you go. And God knows don't look behind you because the devil may be gaining on you. Lord, and you can ask. And Minister Dan tells us all the time, pray before you leave your house. Lord, dispatch our angel. Thank you for your blood covering me this day. Thank you for watching over me as I go to and fro, up and down the dangers in the busy highway, and looking on that unconcerned and progressive driver. Mm. We need that. He said, you have not because you ask not. Talk to the Lord. He's right there. We serve a God that is awesome. People praying 24/7 around the clock from the east, west, north, and the south, and he hear every one of them prayers. Why? Because he is God. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Come on now. See? He He made the heaven and the earth and everything in it, include you and I. Me and Diane talk about this all the time. If God can do anything but fail, and can't in the Bible one time, he can't fail. That's powerful. But it's over 3,000 and some blessings in here. And the Lord wants you and I to have every one of them. Now, David named these characteristics that I just spoke of in verse number 3. He is our saving worth of praise, hearing. He's angry against our enemies. That's why we don't have to worry about what people talk about us, what they say about us, stabbing us in the back, do all matter of evil against us. Because he said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. He used the term that he got your back. He got more than that. He got the whole you. He got the whole me. When you're on the Lord's side, he said you have more fighting for us than against us. That's why we don't have to fight our battle. He said, the battle is mine, said the Lord. He did it for King Jehoshaphat when the enemy thought they had him hemmed in. And it was a prophet that in the midst. It's good to listen to God's ministers, to hear what thus said the Lord. He didn't say, look at me. He didn't say, look at the preacher, whatever church you're going in. He said, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Am I right? It's time now to hear the word of God. And notice he gives us two ears. He gives us one on the left and one on the right. So if you miss it on the left, you can get it on the right. You say, well, that went and went in and came out the other. Sometimes I don't think you make the ear. But how do we hear with our ears, but how do we listen? I'm glad you asked. Thank you, Bishop. You listen with your mind. And we need to take heed, praise God, to the word of God. Why? Because this is what only thing going to stand now. The word of God. And if God spoke it, he able to deliver it. And he's moving in somebody's life right now. He's rewarding. When you see the faithfulness, showing, revealing himself, powerful. He's strong. He's perfect, means complete. You got to try to figure it out. What are you trying to figure it out? I got to work on this. Got to work on what? It is complete. God, he's undone it all. What more can he do? Huh? You remember the two thieves? One on the left, one on the right. The one on the left were too high-minded. Is that you? Huh? If the Lord don't do something in your life on the amount of time that you prayed about it, you get mad with the Lord and don't go back to church and forget about God and the church. Is that you? Lord, if you Christ, you'll save yourself and us too. But the one on the right rebuked him. Say, shut your mouth. He ain't done nothing to be getting the punishment that he getting. We deserve what we get because we all born into sin, shaken with iniquity. But the one on the right says, Lord, when you come into thy kingdom, just remember me. See? Short. I told you it ain't how long. And guess what? The Lord stopped dying, put a leech on death, and saved the man on the cross. He didn't come down and baptize him. Well, y'all ought to hear me here. You got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God sent Jesus to die for our sins, went down into a low world and come up with all power in your holy and his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we serve a God of the living and not the dead and on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty. So he done paid it all to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain. But he washed it whiter than snow. Oh, praise the Lord. He's pure, Our God is flawless. He is shielded. He'll shield us from our enemies. He said he'll do it. That's why he said vengeance is mine. He says the enemy will come at you one way, but he got to flee how many times? See, why we don't dwell on that? He said that no weapon that formed against you shall what? Prosper. And every tongue that rise up against you, he said he'll set a standard up against it. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. What a mighty God that we serve. You know what you need? You still here? You ain't outdoors. You still eating? That's how you can take little and make much. He is giving. It's a blessing to give than receive. He's gentle. He's preserving. And he's living. He sees all and he knows all. And I thank God. Amen. But keep a repentant heart. David, the same David did. Man after God's own heart. He messed up. But guess what? David kept a repentant heart. He said, create into me a clean heart. Put within me a righteous spirit. Restore the joy of my salvation. See? And God did it for him. And his kingdom never failed. When God give you a blessing, he don't take it back. And if we tell the truth about it, we messed it up, just like Adam did. He didn't have to sweat when he was working in the garden when he was innocent. He was working. He was innocent, but he didn't know nothing but his word. No sweat, no nothing. He didn't know nothing. But, oh, when sin entered in, now you're going to have to sweat some now. That sun's going to be hot, buddy. You got to work in the snow, in the rain. It's going to be rough now. See why you got to go to work now? See? Come on. Give Adam thanks for that. But thank God. Yet God take care of. And verse 22 still, in verse 33, God is my strength and power, and he made my way perfect. That still, he's still saying he's complete. And he made my feet like hind feet and setting me upon my high place. 35, he teach my hand to walk so that a bow of steel is broken by my arm. 36, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation and the gentleness and made me great. Look at God. 37, say, thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. Look at that. See how God take care of? And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. That's why he's God yesterday. He's God today. And he's God forevermore. He's God and he changed not. All praise the Lord. Now, David had some mighty men. And one way to understand the success is to notice the kind of men who followed him. The leader is not no greater than his followers. During the time he was being hunted by Saul, when King Saul was trying to kill him, jealous of him because David had slew Goliath, and people was talking about David had killed 10,000 of the enemy, and Saul just killed 1,000. Care how many you killed or how many I killed, they still dead. Well, I get jealous. But David gradually built a fighting force of several hundred men. Some were relatives. Others were outcasts of society. Many were in trouble with the law. And with that, let's go to chapter 23 in 2 Samuel. And I'm about finished here. Just turn over one page, verse 2, 3, and 4. Watch this. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. See where you got to speak it? Verse 3, the God of Israel did, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He have rule over men, must be just, rulers in the fear of God. And he should be, verse 4, and he should be as the light of the morning when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass sprang out of the earth, but clear, shining as the rain. Look how God was with him. Fast forward down in verse 8. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tunamite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same of Abdor, the Elzonite. He lifted up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. One man, look at God. He slew so many. Minister Diane, his hand was so gripped to the sword, it couldn't even release it. God had put that grip in his hand. Look at the men, one he slew. Look at God, what God can do. Tell me that we serve an awesome God. Read it. He lifted up his spear, verse 8, against 800. Whom he did what? Slew at what? One time. That's a lot of one man slew all the men. You need somebody to fight for you. Lord, we need your strength. Oh, that's why he said when he's on your side, you'll have more fighting for you than against you. Huh? Tell who put their mouth on you. God always got a way that is mighty sweet. And he's moving in somebody's life right now. Encourage you. Lift you up. Praise God. To let you know to go ahead. See, you know you're getting ready to throw up your hand. See? He's going to bless your marriage. He's going to bless your children. Do your part. Our God, our Lord and Savior, do the supernatural. Don't try to worry about God, how he's going to fix it. See, pray for patience. See? What is he trying to show you while you are waiting on the Lord? The word say, wait on the Lord and be of what? Good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You got to wait. Your change coming. Huh? See? Just make sure you is not the cause of it, holding it up now. You ever seen a train? Sometimes it move and then it jerk and then go back. That's what we do with our lives. If we be honest, I told you, God don't curse nothing he blessed, we mess it up. See? If we tell the truth about it, see? It's our own fault, we mess it up. See? And then we speak curses on ourselves. I don't know what I'm going to do. See? The Lord ain't going to get in no pity party with you. I hate to tell you like that, but you can cry till your eyeballs pop out your head. He ain't going to cry long with you. The Lord is looking for faith. What is faith, Bishop? I'm glad you asked. We know what it says in Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith is the thing, itself and the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's go deeper. All faith is trusting the word of God. That's all. And if you just read your Bible, just about every other verse, it's a promise. Read it. It's a promise. How he blessed his people when the enemy thought they had them hemmed in. You mean about the four lepers? They was cast out. Throwing bricks at them. You can be around normal people. They're like, we get COVID today. You got to go home and be quarantined for how many days, right? See? But they was cast out. They can be in the city. They throw bricks at them. Get back. Get back. It was a contagious disease. And they were sitting there. They say, why sit here until we die? Huh? You got to make up your mind. Your heart got to be fixed. And it was four of them. What it is about one accord that God honors. He's looking for oneness in the earth, especially from his people. When we, I love the Lord, and we fighting each other, in fight, talking about one another. Come on. God ain't going to move in that. We say God don't move in no mess. And he's not. Mm-mm. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. Can't even talk to one another. Can't ask for forgiveness for one another. But that's in the word too. See? I often give out St. Mark 11, 22 to 24. But if you don't do 25 and 26, you might as well get up off your knees and forget about it and go to the one you got old again. So your prayer ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. He made it very plain. If you got an alt against your brother, go to him and get it right. So your prayers will not be what? Hindered. God is very thorough on his word. Why? Because he spoke it. He's not going to alter his word to come down to fit us. We got to come up to the word of God. When we took a whooping, Mama used to say, "This gonna hurt me more than it did you." I don't know about that one. That belt used to hurt. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Sometimes the word of God do hurt us, but it's for our correction, to make us do better, for us to be, amen, better, amen, servants, amen, brothers and sisters with each other. How are we gonna have fellowship with God if we can't have fellowship with one another? Lord, we need your strength. All praise the Lord. He's there in the name of Jesus. All praise God. Now, verse 9 said, after him was Eliezer, the son of Dothan, the Hamathite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. David had a whole bunch of 38 men. That's all he had. But you know what? Many of these men, they was cast out of society. Many were in trouble with the law. They all had at least one trait in common. Complete, devoted to David. To the leader. They know what type of person David was, and they followed him. Their achievement made them famous. Among these men were elite military group, like the 33. They were true heroes. See? And in my closing, praise God. Verse 10, he arose and he smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand cleaved unto the sword. Remember I told y'all that? There go another one. And the Lord wore a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to the spoils. Look at that. David, God have always worked this way. He always was with the minority. Spoke about the 3,000 when he fed them, all them people, men, women, and children. But when he stole away and went to the backside of the mountain, they come going to make Jesus the king. How you going to make Jesus something he already is? And they say, the Lord said, you want me? I'm paraphrasing. They say, oh, yeah, we want you. He say, okay. You got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. They went to leaving so fast. You know how people leave the church. Use the church like a revolving door, as long as the Lord is blessing them. As long as the Lord is healing them. And when you start talking about spiritual things, you got to be born again. You got to come out from among them and be separated, said the Lord. Then people leave. Then, see, when you hit on their sin. And they were leaving so fast, the Lord looked back at Peter, James, and John and said, are you going to leave me also? Peter said, where are we going? You have the words to eternal life. When you leave the church, where are you going? His word said he married to the backslider. You may divorce him, but he ain't divorcing you. He said he married to you. So now what you going to do? Huh? So now you wonder why things ain't going right in your life? So you need to just turn around, do about faith, come on back home, and pray and ask God, Lord, lead me to where you would have me to be. And when you go there, don't go there looking at people. Go to hear the word of God. If Jesus being preached and taught, the Lord said, if he be lifted, he will draw all men unto him. He'll do the drawing. Quit looking at the preacher. Hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Let me leave this with you. There's no perfect church. Want me to tell you again? There's no such thing as no perfect church. Jesus said, then I choose 12. One of you is a what? Come on, help me out here. Now, if Jesus, God Almighty, come to save souls, if he didn't have a perfect church, why are we looking for one? Y'all help me out here. Hmm? The scripture gives the impression that these men were motivated to greatness by the personal leader. See? When the leader is doing the will of God and in his rightful place, people are going to follow. David inspired them to achieve beyond their goals and meet their true potentials. Likewise, the leader we follow and the cause to which we commit ourselves will affect our lives. Y'all see that? David's effectiveness was clearly connected with his awareness of God leading. He was a good leader when he followed his leader. That was God Almighty. When God told him to do thus and so, he obeyed. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep what? My commandments. Am I right? Do you know whom the people you respect most are the followers? Your answer should help you decide whether they deserve your loyalty. Think about your leader. Do you also recognize God leading in your life? That's a question. No one can lead you excellent as your creator, God Almighty, can. Nobody, no leader, only God. We're not perfect. Huh? We striving to get there. David, the son of Jesse, he spoke, the man to whom God gave such wonderful success. David, the man anointed by God of Jacob, David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His words are upon my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, the person who ruled righteousness, who ruled in the fear of God, of the righteous ruler, this will be fulfilled in Jesus Christ when he returned to rule in a perfect, just, and peaceful end. Oh, that's when he comes to receive you and I unto himself. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, and Jesus love you more. Service back in the hand of Minister Dying.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming forward from Bishop Porter. Lord, we need your strength. Make it personal. Lord, I need your strength, because without his strength, I tell you, we will fail. We will be so weak. Lean on the Lord today. The word came forth. Stand on the word. Go back and read those scriptures and follow along. Those scriptures will lead you to other scriptures and other scriptures. Take heed to the word today. Heavenly Father, I thank you for using Bishop Porter this day, Lord. Father, I ask that you refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him, O God. Bless him this day, Lord. Father, as You made it one more year for him, Lord Father, to look upon this earth, Lord Father. Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So again, for those of you that know Bishop Porter and live close by him, go ahead and take him out for lunch, take him for dinner, take him for breakfast. Enjoy. Call him up on the phone and say, happy birthday. Celebrate him today. We ought to celebrate the people that we love while they're alive, because when they're no longer here, you can't celebrate them. You can't tell them how much they love you because they can't answer you back.
That's right.
And if they answering you back, it's time for you to send them back where they came from, because that is not them.
Amen.
Don't
amen.
Allow the
amen.
Enemy to fool you.
Amen.
I tell you. Bishop, I thank you. I appreciate you for doing this, even though it is your birthday. You find it not robbery. Again, you be blessed. You have a blessed birthday. May you see many more to come. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Y'all be blessed now.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when things
start
happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story ends,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let
him have,
his way,
that's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.